Good afternoon. I'm Al Cresta. On the same summer day in 1942, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, Edith Stein, and hundreds of other Catholic Jews were arrested in Holland by the occupying Nazis. Of those arrested, 113 of them, several of them priests and nuns, perished at Auschwitz and other concentration camps. They were murdered in retaliation for the anti-Nazi pastoral letter written by the Dutch Catholic bishops. Now, while St. Teresa Benedicta is the most famous member of this group, canonized, if you recall, by Pope John Paul II in 1998, all of them deserve the title martyr, for they were killed not only because they were Jews, but also because of the faith of the Church, which had compelled the Dutch bishops to protest the Nazi regime. My guest, Father Paul Hammons, has conducted extensive research in both original and secondary sources and has compiled the biographies of these martyrs, several of them very detailed, and also accompanied by photographs. So, for the first time in the English language, we have this still incomplete list of Edith Stein's 82 travel companions to Auschwitz. And it's my great pleasure to welcome to Crest in the Afternoon right now Father Paul Hammons. He's a diocesan priest in Roermond, the Netherlands, where he teaches church history at the seminary there. He holds his doctorate in history from the University of Augsburg in Germany and is an expert on the 20th century Dutch martyrs. Father, thank you very much. It's great to have you here.
I'm glad to be with you.
The book is called Edith Stein and Companions on the Way to Auschwitz. What was the action of the Dutch bishops which provoked the Nazis to perform this crackdown?
The reason the Nazis acted against the Catholic Jews was because the Catholic bishops, together with some other Protestant communities, protested against what the Nazis called the Endlösung, the final solution of the Jewish problem. The Dutch bishops remarked that this was happening, that Jewish people were systematically arrested and brought away, and they protested not only because Catholic Jews could be transported out of the Netherlands, but their protest was against the inhuman action of the Nazis. So they did not speak for their own church, but they spoke for human men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why the Nazis reacted as furious as they did. They came together and they pointed out, next Sunday all the Catholic Jews are to be arrested and there will no one be accepted. They are to be brought together and then brought to Auschwitz. And on the second Sunday after the Dutch letter, the letter of the Dutch bishops, most of them had been killed already. The letter was written on July 26, and they were murdered on August 9.
So the Nazis moved very quickly then.
Yes, and without exception. Because of the bishops, they expressively say this.
Again, St. Teresa Benedicta is the most famous member of this group. Who were some of the others that we may know or that we ought to be aware of?
Yeah, people know Theresia Benedicta Edith Stein. And therefore you can think she is the only one. But this group consists of probably 113, I could not make a complete list of it because not all the arresting lists are found up till now.
Hmm.
Especially the list of Amsterdam is lost.
Really?
Till today.
Wow.
On this list, there are several, there is a variety of people. For instance, from the 83 I found, there are 31 men, 52 women, 32 there are some religious, 4 men, 2 priests and 2 brothers, 6 religious sisters, 2 third order members. The youngest was half a year old, and the oldest was about 60.
Mm.
In the book you mentioned, some of the biographies of these people are worked out. And then you see how these people accept their fate as an offering to God. They are prepared to offer their own lives because of the letter of the bishops. They knew it before they left the Netherlands, that this was the reason why they were arrested.
Did they have opportunity to flee?
It's a very interesting thing. Some fled. Others did stay because they didn't want to bring other religious in problems.
Yeah.
Because the Nazis said, if you don't do what we want, we kill your community. We take your monastery. And therefore, they are very obedient and prepared to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I must say also, they were not, they didn't, or at least not all of them, did know what was happening with them. Most of them thought that they would go to the east, somewhere in Poland or Russia, and live there together with other Jews.
Mm-hmm.
So that in the west there were no Jews, and in the east they could live.
So not everybody was aware. Not everybody was aware then of the details of the final solution. Were the Dutch bishops aware of the final solution?
It's not very clear to say that.
Okay.
This in the Netherlands, the final solution started a fortnight before the letter of the Dutch bishops. They saw that every week some 2,000 Jews were transported to the east. And then the bishops saw this is against humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And they protested together with the other Christian communities. But what we know about the final solution, the bishops could not know that.
Right.
It was not published, although some Nazis talked about it.
Hmm.
But also in Rome, it was not only in the continuation of the year 1942, they remarked in Rome what was happening. And then they did not know that it was in a number that we know today. 6 million of murdered Jews. That was unbelievable. Unbelievable. No one, even in our days, we cannot understand that a human can make a decision to kill 6 million people.
Yeah. I look here at the eighth chapter in the book, and you mentioned the Loeb family. Sister Hedwigis, Father Ignatius, Brother Linus, Sister Maria Theresia, Father Nevardus, Hans Joseph. This was a single family?
Yes, it was a family of a Jewish father and mother who became Catholic before they were married, and they had eight children, from which six were killed together or in the same group with Edith Stein. Two priests, one brother, two sisters, and one lay brother.
Wow.
This lay brother, it's very shocking. He was not murdered in Auschwitz, but he worked in concentration camps in Poland. And when the war was coming to an end, he came to the West, and his feet were frozen, and he died by that.
Oh.
February, March, 1955.
Oh.
A Poland prisoner wrote after the war a letter to a Cistercian abbey here, because he did not know anything about his family address. And he wrote therein, Hans was a very religious man. One day he gave his meal, which he needed very much because of the tough work he every day must do. He sold his meal to another prisoner to gain some money to have a holy mass done for his father on the day of his death or on the day of his birthday. So his own meal, which he needed so much, he gave for a holy mass.
Wow. This must have been some family. Two religious sisters, two priests, a brother, and then Hans Joseph. Do we know very much about... We've only got about 1 minute left, but do we know anything about the family culture?
Yes, and the two parents, they came into the church and were very inspiring people, not only for their family, but also for the people around them. Father was an engineer of mining.
Mm-hmm.
They worked in first in our country, then later in Indonesia, in the nowadays Indonesia, and in Norway. And then he was a teacher in a college.
Yes. Father, we're unfortunately out of time. Let me thank you for your work. This is outstanding. And I'm looking forward to spending time with all of these people. Edith Stein and Companions on the Way to Auschwitz, Father Paul Hamans. I'm Al Cresta.